Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Derek Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. I don't know if you can hear this loudly purring kitty cat next to my mic. I can certainly hear you, Ashley. I don't know if they can. So this podcast is at least 9+ hours late. I was supposed to do this last night. So yes, Joe the lawyer is going to love this. Yes, Tenkar missed a day, so it's going to be a 2-episode day, I guess. Why did I miss a day? Well, besides the fact that it's been a busy week, I moved Tavern Chat from Wednesday nights to Thursday nights. And in doing so, we got some new blood. The conversations were really going strong, and it wasn't until about 11:45 that I silently bowed out of the conversation. And then promptly did my usual ritual of watching about an hour of TV before going to bed. And then lying in bed, I went, oh, fuck. I think I forgot to record an episode. So that's why you're getting this morning episode. But what were we talking about last night? We had a lot of good conversations. They were really driven. And one aspect of it, I guess, is, or was, how to deal with the anger brigade. Whether you are a company, you're a convention, you're an individual, what do you do when you get the attention of the anger brigade? Now, who's the anger brigade? The anger brigade is generally, as I've been accused of in the past, we don't need a police, somebody to police the OSR. Well, these are self-designated individuals that believe that they know best. They are going to tell you what to do, what you're doing wrong, who you can associate with. And we actually talked about people being told to quit the job that's their only source of income. Because it's just the wrong company. You should make your stand and quit. Well, what if I have no income? Doesn't matter. What if I've been there for years and I personally like the people that I work with? Doesn't matter. We're telling you that you should be quitting this job because it doesn't fit well with our view of the world.
So are they going to pay the bills?
No, they're not going to pay the bills, Rach. Oh. Yeah, the person was basically told you live in a fairly warm state. You can always live in a tent. they were serious saying that to the person. So how do you deal with assholes like that? Well, one is tell them to go fuck themselves and pound sand. All right? Especially if they're talking with you as an individual. No fucking person's going to tell me how I should live my life, who my friends should be, where I should make my money, why I should let my money, my income stream go to satisfy your perception of the world. It's fucking ridiculous. But what do you do if you're a company? What if you do if you're a publisher? What if you do if you're a convention and these people are like, well, because you're not following our directives as to how this convention should be run, we're going to call for a boycott. You know what? Fucking let them. We don't like your company because of Ms. X being in charge of it. Well, you know what? Ignore them. Because the anger brigade only has the power that we give them. All right? It's true. Listen, I've said this in the past, probably not here, but back in the day, the moral majority was not a fucking majority, okay? It was a very loud and vocal minority, which got the perception that it was more than it was. Well, I got news for you. In our little corner of the universe, this anger brigade has a lot less influence than they would like to have. If we don't listen to them, if we ignore them, they will go silent. Because they have no authority. They have no power unless we give it to them. Seriously. And here's the other truth to this. If you do bow to them, if you do concede to them, guess what? The majority, the silent majority, and that's what's true almost everywhere. The majority is usually silent. The majority is not what you hear. The vast majority of your customers, if you are a publisher, are not active as I am and those that will step into my chat on a Thursday night in December because we move the night. We are the one percenters. You know, we are those that are much more involved. But if a mass majority of your customers don't give a fuck, they don't know the dramas that are going around. To us, it's news. To them, it's not even background fucking noise. So when the boycott of GaryCon, early in the morning, I'm not fucking awake yet, but when the boycott of GaryCon was called by some of these anger brigaders this past March, guess what effect there was on the con? Well, first off, there was nobody out there marching or picketing, right? No, none of that shit. And the attendance numbers were up. So what did your fucking boycott do? Jack shit. It was an attempt to get attention. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a loud voice in the community and my opinion matters. You know what? The only opinion that matters is the ones that are respected. And even that, probably not. So can you safely ignore this anger brigade, this minority series of voices? Yeah, I think you can. I think you have to understand that, yes, they are loud, and yes, they're going to get a lot of people, you know, giving them thumbs up and other stuff on social media. But the reality is their influence is small, so long as we don't give it our respect. Now, if you are an individual and the anger brigade attacks you and you got nothing to lose and you want to play a game with them, do so. Possibly at your own risk. Because again, when you're playing with social media, there's blowback. I mean, stupid comments from one person virtue signaling for somebody who has been pretty much me too'd out of the community, you can get a lot of blowback. Pick and choose your battles on that stuff. All right. But yeah, don't give the anger brigade, don't give this boisterous minority, this small sliver of the community, any respect. Don't give them the influence. Don't. And if you're part of that silent majority, you know how you vote? You vote with your dollars. Simple as that. When, you know, I don't know of any company that's really lost money to these vocal minorities in our community. These vocal anger brigators. And when I say minorities, I'm not talking that they are part of a racial, gender, or, you know, sexual background. I'm talking about they are a vocal yet minute part of this community, and don't give them the power that they don't deserve and that they never had in the first place. That's all. All right, so that's my early morning post. It's 9:20. At 10 o'clock, I get picked up to go to a luncheon, and it's going to be a long day today. luncheon, mother's birthday party, Rach has a work, Christmas dinner, taking my son back to the airport. So, yeah, shoot me. But I apologize for missing yesterday. When I see Joe in January, I'm sure he'll mock me and playfully kick my ass. But in any case, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you tomorrow. Later, folks.